Because you know what? A long time ago, I went to Catholic school. And I was in first grade. I was crossing the street. And I was with all the brownies. And a fly landed on my head. But it was not a fly, it was a wasp. And I slapped my hand down on it, and it stung me. And I pulled an inch-long stinger out of my skull. And I was freaking out in the crosswalk. I was like Jerry Lewis. I was going, "Hey, lady!" And the nuns took me into the convent. Yes, they did. And they gave me some sort of Benadryl because I was having an allergic reaction. I fell asleep on a cot in the convent. And when I woke up, my mom was standing over me. Oh, man, she looked so beautiful. It was in the 60s. She looked like Audrey Hepburn, and she handed me an orange-flavored sherbet push-up ice cream treat. And she kissed me on the forehead, and she said, "Stephen, I just want you to know one thing." She said, "I want you to know that I love you." Then she said, "I'm in it for the long haul. I'm with you to the end. I'm in it for the long haul. You'll always be my friend." So years and years and years later, I went away to college, to the University of San Diego. Toreros. And I studied political science and Spanish. So I knew I wouldn't have a job, but at least I'd know why. And I had a roommate named Todd Donahue. And Todd was a Southern California surfer, and every other word out of his mouth was "dude." Only had many different inflections and ways of saying "dude." Like if he saw you at an airport and he hadn't seen you in a long time, he'd go, "Dude!" If he was gonna tell you something really serious that nobody else could know about, he'd go, "Dude." If he was having a wank in the bathroom and I walked in on him, he'd go, "Dude!" If he blew off his fingers with some fireworks in Tijuana, he'd go, "Dude!" Anyways, one night I was going out and he came home, he got out of the water, he was surfing over there, I think up at Windensea, and he came back into Mission Beach where we were living, and he said, "Dude, I met the hottest chick. I'm gonna bring her over tonight. I got 6-roll tacos with guacamole with her at Alberto's, or maybe it was Rigoberto's or Royberto's or Filiberto's. I can't really remember, but dude, I was stoned. Anyways, I think she's coming over tonight, man. And anyways, I think she's gonna spend the night, so I'm gonna put the BOP underneath your bed." Now, you may be saying to yourself, "What's a BOP? Well, BOP is the acronym for bag of porn. Because it was the 80s and the internet was not yet happening yet, so if you wanted to have a wank to some naked people, you had magazines. So he said, "I'm gonna put the bag of porn underneath your bed." And I said, "Please don't put the BOP underneath my bed." It was a black bag with a red zipper. I'll never forget the name of the two magazines that were in that bag, and I will not say them because we're in a science center and they're not scientific. Slick Slots and Prison Pussy. And I said, "Please don't put it under my bed. My parents are very Catholic. If my lung collapses tonight and I'm rushed to the hospital, they're gonna think Slick Slots and Prison Pussy belong to me, and they're gonna be really disappointed, and I'm scared of my mom and dad." And he said to me, "Dude, your lungs aren't gonna collapse, but my lungs had already collapsed 12 times. I should have been dead by then. It was the craziest thing. I had asthma, eczema, my lungs collapsed." So I said, "Please don't," but he put the BOP underneath my bed, and that night I went out just to get some rolled tacos. And when I did, my lungs collapsed, and I was rushed to the hospital. And I got into the hospital in an ambulance, and the doctor came out, and he goes, "Dude, you've had like 12 collapsed lungs, bro." And I said, "Can't you please use more professional language?" He said, "We're gonna have to do what's called a thoracotomy." I said, "I don't want that. It's where they scrape open the rib side of your inside of your rib cage, cut you open, break your ribs. It's like Civil War type surgery." I said, "Please don't do that, man." He said, "We're gonna call your parents to come down." So my parents drove all the way down to see me, and they brought a priest with them from our church, St. Teresa's Catholic School. And the priest came in and he was from Ireland. I love it when there's fellow Catholics. Pack your bags, you're going on a guilt trip. So anyways, my parents come in with the priest, and the priest is praying last rites over me, and they kick the drugs into my body before I go into the surgery. And my roommate Todd's there, and my mom says, "Stephen, we drove a long way, and we're going to be out of town, and you're going to be in the hospital for 2 weeks. All of a sudden, my mom became a Kennedy. "You're going to be in the hospital for 2 weeks. And since we don't want to pay for a hotel, we're going to stay in your room." But by now the drugs had kicked in and they were about to wheel me out to surgery, and all I wanted to say was, "Todd, get the fucking BOP out from under my goddamn bed." But I couldn't say it because my mom was near, plus my mouth wouldn't work anymore. The drugs were so strong. So instead I looked at my mom and I thought she was Todd, and all I said was, "Mah." And my mom said, "What are you saying, boy? What you saying?" And I said, "BOP, mama." She just went, "BOP? And they wheeled me away. And then you know how you read about those mothers that get the strength of Arnold Schwarzenegger and can lift a Volkswagen off their kid when it falls on their kid? That was me. I sat up in the stretcher before I went into surgery, and I looked at Todd and I went, but nothing made sense. So I went into surgery, and when I woke up, I was in intensive care. I had tubes coming out of my nose, tubes coming out of my lungs, tubes coming out of my wiener. I know, it's not happening. You should try putting a tube. Have your mom put a tube up your wiener tonight. Let's do it together. You and I. Sorry. Note to self, never tell a son's mom to put a tube up his wiener while on stage at the Science Center. So anyways, I got a tube up my wiener and I'm in pain and I got the drugs kicking in, I'm high on morphine. And the Catholic priest, Father Michael Murphy, comes in, he's sprinkling holy water on me. And I looked at my mom, and then I looked at the priest and I said, "BOP, Father." And he said, "Do you have to pee? Do you have to pee, Stephen?" And then I looked at my mom and I said, "Bag of porn." And she said, "You can't have any corn. No corn for you. We will not tolerate missiles off the coast of Cuba." Finally, it was like I was the exorcist. I looked at the priest and my mom and I said, "Get the fucking bag of porn out from under my goddamn bed. Slick slots. Prison pussy." The priest covered up my dad's ears. My mom covered up the priest's ears. Todd ran out of the room and his last words were, "Dude!" Finally, my dad leaned down. He goes, "It's okay, son. We still love you. Besides, that Slick Slots was a pretty good magazine. But your mom really liked Prison Pussy." And I said, "No! Not my mom!" And then my dad leaned down and he kissed me right on the forehead. He said, "Stevie boy, I just want you to know." He said, I want you to know. He said, "I'm in it for the long haul. I'm with you till the end. I'm in it for the long haul. You'll always be my friend." Now as I stand here on this lovely stage at the Science Center tonight here in San Diego, California, I can only think of one thing. I can only think of love. Love, 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 love. I think it's Memorial Day. I'm sending love out to anybody who needs some love this weekend. It's Memorial Weekend, and I'm sending love out to all of you out there, all of you. Because I love you. And I think, what have I really loved the most in my life? Well, heck, it was my dog, of course, when I was a kid growing up. His name was Bojo, short for Bojangles. I love that dog. He was my best friend. And one day I was playing catch with him, I was pretending I was on the San Diego Padres and I was number 11, Enzo Hernandez. And I was throwing the ball, and my dog, he missed it. Either that or I threw it over his head. So I ran, and so did my dog. My dog ran like Alan Wiggins, ran as fast as he could, but he ran out in the middle of the road. He ran into the middle of the road, and there was a Cadillac coming down the road, ladies and gentlemen. And the Cadillac was going about 50 miles an hour, and I will never forget the sound of the tires skidding, and the sound as the Cadillac hit that dog I loved. And I picked him up off of the ground. I was just a young boy. And my dog snapped at me like he didn't even know me, and his blood was all over me. I ran him inside. My mom was in the living room. I said, "Mom, please drop Bojo to the veterinarian. He's gonna die." She drove as fast as she could to the veterinarian. And the veterinarian came out. I said, "Please fix my dog." And he said, "It doesn't look too good, son." I said, "Please fix him. If you do, I swear to God, I'll come back. I'm gonna move to San Diego from Palm Springs one day, and I swear to God, I'll end up playing the Science Center, and I'll sing songs for science, scientists. I'll do good in the world. I'm gonna make people smile. I'll play guitar till 2040. I'll keep going to 2050, man. I promise you, just fix my dog. It's gonna be cool. I'll see a bunch of friends one night at different clubs. People will fly in from Anchorage and Ketchikan to see me." And my mom said, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "I'm time traveling, Ma. I've become unstuck in time due to the discovery of the Higgs boson particle. The God particle. I'm like Billy Pilgrim in Slaughterhouse 5. I have become unstuck in time, Mom." And she said, "I don't know what you're talking about. You're just an 8-year-old little boy." And I said, "This is good weed, man." So my dog went in for surgery, and I prayed on my hands and knees. I said, "Please, God, please fix Bojo. Please." My dog went into surgery for 6 hours. Finally, the veterinarian came out, and he said, "Steve Poltz, your dog Bojo, he's gonna live." Oh my God, I started crying tears of joy. We drove home that night, and my dog slept at the foot of my bed, even though I was allergic to him. I slept with an asthma inhaler, it broke out in hives, and Bojo was all bandaged up with stitches down his neck. He could barely lift his little neck up, and I said, "Bojo, I love you." And my dog looked up at me and he goes, "I love you too." And I said, "You can talk?" And my dog said, "This is good weed, man. Don't forget that you promised you'll play guitar your whole life. Even if you have a stroke, you'll keep going. Nothing can stop you. And play. I'll be dead by the time you're that old, but I want you to have everybody howl like a dog for me and howl for any dog they ever loved in their lives." You're making me cry. I'm not kidding. I love that dog. I know he can feel it right now. So my dog goes to me, "Make sure you go back and play those shows. Thank you so much." And I said, "Bojo, I love you. I love you so much." And then I said, "I'm in it for the long haul. I'm with you to the end. I'm in it for the long haul. You'll always be my friend." Let me hear you. "I'm in it for the long haul. I'm with you till the end. I'm in it for the long haul.
I'm in it for the long haul.
You'll always be my friend.
You'll always be my friend."
Oh, yeah. Okay, for this time, put your arm around your neighbor. Even if you don't know your neighbor, we're going to connect this science center in love. There's nothing wrong with it. And think about somebody you wish was here tonight. Maybe they're dead, maybe they're alive, but I want you to sing it from the bottom of your heart. We're all gonna get laid tonight. Let's do this. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it for the long haul.
I'm with you till the end.
I'm in it for the long haul.
I'm in it for the long haul.
You'll always be my friend.
You'll always be my friend.
Louder.
I'm in it for the long haul.
I'm with you till the end. I'm in it for the long haul. You'll always be my friend. Thank you so much. I love you. Have a great weekend.
The Saturday Night Live Orchestra. John Belushi. Give it up.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll be over there in about 5 minutes. Peace be with you.